The United States has marked its 250th birthday with fireworks and flyovers, but extreme weather and nationalist protests complicated the celebrations. After a storm delay of almost 2 hours, President Donald Trump appeared on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. After 11 p.m. local time to give a fiery address.
For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty. And this is a flag of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth.
That's President Trump speaking at the weekend. John Lyons is the ABC's America's editor and joins me now from Washington, D.C. John, what was the underlying message and tone of this address from Donald Trump?
Well, Sally, I think this was one of President Trump's better speeches. It was far more traditional Republican pitching to middle America. When President Trump goes off script and free ranges, that's when his speeches can sometimes become unhinged. But this one, because this was a big occasion, the 250th anniversary since that famous Declaration of Independence, it had obviously been worked on very, very carefully in terms of tone and who they were pitching to, which was, of course, not people like you and me, but it was the American public, the middle America. I think it was successful from that point of view. It was quite sort of Reagan-esque in that ability to talk up America, its history in terms of choreography. It was extraordinary the way it saluted the veterans of wars passed by the Americans, several veterans over 100 years of age, one 104, one 107. They all came on stage, some in wheelchairs. Their stories, of course, which Americans pay great respect to, the stories of a lot of the veterans in this country. They're held in very high regard, the veterans in America. So I think as a political speech, it was very well written, well delivered. It was quite different. This was a different Donald Trump. This was not a Donald Trump necessarily campaigning. This is a Donald Trump trying to look after his legacy. For me, the most interesting political hard edge to it was his use of the word communism. Now, they are, you can see what's happening here. The Republicans are now going into these midterm elections in November, wanting to very much try to portray the communists, the Democrats, at least the left of the Democrats, as communists. And that's, of course, a word that's a very dirty word in America. And you can see now Donald Trump last night was essentially saying that, you know, the communists are on the rise, and they often lump in people like Zoran Mamdani in New York as into that category. So we can see the hard political edge that was in this speech.
You're hearing from John Lyons, ABC's America's editor. We saw some nationalist protests surrounding this 250th commemoration. I saw online in one of the newspaper sites this morning a photograph on public transport of a young African-American woman surrounded by some of these nationalist protesters with their faces covered. What kind of presence did these individuals have?
Well, there's video and the photo to which you refer. Obviously, very disturbing images. That photograph by a Reuters photographer, I think, is an award-winning photograph. To have these 20, 30 men with their faces covered. Essentially, these are the modern-day Ku Klux Klan. That's why they don't want to be identified. Essentially, they're white supremacists who are too cowardly to be identified. 300 or 400 of them reportedly sort of marched through Washington, D.C. That picture is so powerful, to have that young African-American woman sitting in the middle of these guys covered up, these white supremacists. Really did evoke that Ku Klux Klan sort of history, which of course is a very dark history in this country.
Just briefly, John, we've got about a minute up our sleeve. The foundation story of the United States, is it being contested at the moment, and is there a tug of war over the ownership of this story between the left and right now?
Well, everything in America is contested. Of course, but and yes, the history is being contested. But what I found yesterday when I went around, spent the day getting around talking to people, whether they're of the left or the right, whatever persuasion, that the American flag, they will all fall behind that. At the end of the day, that flag has a real resonance with the vast majority of people in this country.